اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. In the end of the fourth juz of the Quran Kareem, Allah Tabarak Tala has made indication to two fitans that this ummah will see, both of which are extremely hard, but if man manages to pass by these through, by these two, Allah Tabarak Tala will make many others very easy. The first is what Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَفِتْنَةُ أُمَّتِي الْمَالِ, that you will be tested a lot in wealth. We spoke about haram wealth, halal wealth, where you earn it, where you spend it. We spoke about that wealth which is not yours, but you think it's yours, and you want to get it because the government allows it. You won a lottery, such a huge amount of money. But then someone says to you, they might say it's yours, but it's not yours. Allah said no. Inheritance, you got a certain portion in it. What's more than that is not yours. Even if the government is ready to give it to you, you know you can fight it in court, you'll get a huge amount. But for me and you in this world, the test is not can you make money. The test is can you live with pure money. When little money comes, it's very easy, this exam. When lot money comes, that's when it gets hard. The second fitna is what is known as the fitna of woman. Now normally when we speak of the fitna of woman, the test of woman, we only think about that auntie who's outside, wearing no clothing. When she walks past, I must look down. We will also be tested with her, and we are being tested. And poet said so beautifully, he said, Be pardagi. That woman taking out their parda, now they're taking out all their clothes. He said, it has made the exam for the mind, it has made the exam for the eye, for the heart. He said, Anko ne shuru kar diya. First my eye started looking, ab dil ku satana. Now it's troubling my heart so much. So that imtihan is that imtihan, and whoever will pass that is the saint of the era. That a pretty face comes in front, he wants to look in the love of Allah, he doesn't look. That imtihan is on its place. But the fitna of woman is not only with that woman. The fitna of woman is like how we mentioned the other day. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke of a father who got daughters. There he also used that word fitna. He said that person whose imtihan Allah takes with daughters. That you got one girl, then you got a second girl, a boy is not coming, then it's a third girl. Now I must look after three girls, four girls, then I must get them married. That little mehr that will come will go to the girl, not going to get anything for me. Now another man will take away all my effort. That's how the Arabs viewed it on the past. That a daughter is a burden. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whose exam is taken with daughters, and he looks after them in love, and he grows them up and he gets them married, and he knows I'm going to get nothing out of this. He says they will save him from the fire of Jahannam. So that exam. Then comes the exam in our wife. There's a fitna there. The word fitna in Arabic doesn't mean evil. The word fitna means the test. The word fitan is used in the Arabic language sometimes when gold is put in fire. Then the dirt separates and the pure part stays one side. That is called fitna. That the test is taking place. Who is real gold and who only looks like gold? But in this verse, Allah Tabarak Tala speaks about when the test comes to its height. The test comes to its height when the woman in your house is now not playing her game. Now the husband and wife are not hugging and kissing anymore. They're fighting now. They're arguing. Now they're not compatible anymore. Now it's a huge exam at that time. It is called the exam that you're on the brink of divorce. So unique Islam is. There's no word in the world that can explain the amount of mercy Islam is taught to the world. Whether they want to call Islam a terrorist religion, it is the only religion that would say a word like this. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, وَإِذَا قَتَلْتُمْ فَأَحْسِنُ الْقِتْلَ. You'll never hear this in any army. That even when you go in the path of Allah for what is known as jihad, and jihad has laws and you can't attack anyone. He said, when soldier comes face to face with soldier, he said, even when you kill in a humane manner. Even when you kill in a humane manner. He said there is no mutilation, there is no cutting of the body parts. When you are going through, there is no attacking a woman, there is no attacking a child. That man who is in the monastery, leave him to be in his ibadah. There is no cutting of trees for no reason. That amount of no, no, no. Then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, وَإِذَا ذَبَحْتُمْ فَأَحْسِنُوا الذِّبْحَ. When you're slaughtering an animal, whether it's qurbani, whether it's out, he said, be humane in slaughtering also. He thought how a man must make sure the knife is sharp, so that the animal doesn't have to feel the pain of being cut. It's just one slit. Immediately the vein is hit. Once this vein is hit, this, then the animal falls into a state of unconscious. In that state of unconscious, even if you see it kicking, and kicking is good, the more it kicks, the more the blood pushes out blood. The more blood comes out, the more pure the blood, the meat becomes. When this thing is cut, the animal feels no pain at all. The most humane method of slaughter is to hit here. With a sharp knife, you cut the animal. In 1 second, the animal is in a deep sleep. It feels nothing of pain, it feels nothing of burn, and it pushes out the blood. He said, when you are slaughtering, be humane. He thought one animal must not see the other animal. The animal must not look at the knife. The animal must not be given fear. You don't push water down the mouth of the animal. Leave it normal. And so fast the cut must come. Similarly, when talaq comes, Islam would teach this. Islam would teach. When talaq comes, that's the time where you find the best of the best. Like how we mentioned yesterday, the inheritance, so many fail. When it comes to talaq, so many fail. Had talaq been haram, Islam would have mentioned it haram. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam would not have allowed one sahabi to give talaq. But talaq was not haram. Talaq was understood that there will be certain times where man and woman are just not compatible. Or they were for 10 years and then they just got tired of each other. Islam doesn't force, it asks. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said it is halal, but Almighty Allah doesn't like it. It is halal, but it asks that try to stay together. For the sake of the children, try to stay together. But if a time comes that you have to separate, what a sentence Islam used. Oh, tasrihum bi ihsan, imsakum bi ma'rufin. Either you keep her nicely or you let her go nicely. Either you keep her nicely or you let her go nicely. This word, keep her nicely or let her go, is a unique exam. Now there's no love in that house. You're not feeling it anymore. She upset you, you upset her. At that time you will be tested. That when you took her, you took her. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, they are captives in your house. أَخَذْتُمُوهُنَّ بِأَمَانَةِ اللَّهِ. By the trust of Allah, you took her from her house into your house. وَاسْتَحْلَلْتُمْ فُرُوجَهُنَّ بِكَلِمَةِ اللَّهِ. You made her halal for yourself using the name of Allah. In respect of that name, you can't abuse this thing. It's a trust. It's a trust that came through Allah. That Allah stood as guarantee for it. Don't break that trust. Either look after nicely or let go nicely. Look after nicely, you've got your fights. Allah tabarak ta'ala says, Asa an takrahu shay'a. Perhaps you just dislike something in her. It's obvious you're going to dislike. Asa an takrahu shay'a. Perhaps you dislike something in her. وَيَجْعَلَ اللَّهُ فِيهِ خَيْرًا كَثِيرًا. But in that very thing, Allah has put so much of goodness for you. Forget all the other things. Sometimes look, why am I upset with my wife? And then put it down on paper, what's really wrong with her? And on the other side, write positives. And write, play that game with yourself if you've got a major war. Small children like to play, positive, negative. You give me a name, what car starts with this name, what shop starts, so you write positive, negative. How many positives are in the woman in my house, in that wife? Does she make breakfast? Tick. Does she make lunch? Tick. Does she cook nicely? Tick. Then as you go, you will notice your crosses are very few. And then you ask yourself, is it really worth it to fight about such a few things? When my Allah said, Asa an takrahu shay'a. That forget the positives. Let's focus on the negatives. My Allah said, perhaps you dislike something in her. That's the negative, the cross. وَيَجْعَلَ اللَّهُ فِيهِ خَيْرًا كَثِيرًا. And in that very negative, your Allah has put a lot of good in it. Suddenly the negative becomes positive. Positive was positive, negative became positive. One day at that time, is it really worth the fight? My child is crying, my daughter is crying. Just because me, I'm not ready to say, let the fight drop. Either keep her nicely, it's an exam. To be able to go through this world where marriage has collapsed in the whole world, Islam has kept it. It's an exam to remain married. It's an exam to remain chaste, to remain pure, to remain faithful to your wife, for her to remain faithful to you, it's an exam. To make her smile every day, to fulfill her wish which is halal, to clothe her nicely, Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, after you took the name of Allah, you got rights over her, she got rights over you. Your right over her is that she must not betray you. Number one, she must not betray you. Number two, when you ask her for something permissible, she must not disobey you. That's your right. But errors, she's going to make lot errors. She's going to be late sometimes. You're going to be hooting outside, hooting. She'll take 10 minutes extra. She'll be like that. That's her nature. But a donkey is called a donkey because it's stubborn. That's why it's called a donkey. But you'll understand there is no farmer who says, I can do without my donkey. That donkey does the work. Many a time that man becomes so upset, you say, you like a donkey. So then's the message for him that I'm like a donkey. Okay, I'm like a donkey, the wife will say. But why is the farmer keeping the donkey? Because he understands I can't do without the donkey. Stubborn as a donkey, but I still need the donkey. No matter how your wife is, how she irritates you, but if she's not doing it on purpose, she has never betrayed you, and she has never disobeyed you when you asked her for halal things, she makes mistakes. Then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, she has done her part, now your turn. He said, it's her haq on you that you must clothe her nicely, you must feed her nicely. Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala made that exam for us. Are you a good husband? And then comes the exam of talaq. أَوْ تَسْرِيهُمْ بِإِحْسَانِ. If you have to let her go, can you let her go nicely? This is a unique exam. You stayed with a woman for 5 years, 10 years, 20 years. She's the mother of your children. Something happened. You cheated. She cheated. Whatever mistake happened. Now you will have to separate. For the sake of the children, if you can't do it for her, for the sake of the children, be kind to their mother. Because they still love their mother. They don't want you to hear you swearing their mother. They will start hating you. It breaks them. You the father, they love you. But they will love you as long as you show love and kindness to their mother. It might not be your wife anymore, but it is their mother. When a person is getting married, normally we say this in Bayanat nowadays. When a person is getting married before the marriage, there's this long story about presents. In South Africa, they call it kuncha. I don't know what you all call it. It's like you prepare one parcel, lot parcels. In the parcel, there's shoes, there's clothing. And why they do it, who knows? And then they put it up there to show what parcels the family brought. And everyone comes and looks. You'll see some money there also. You'll see some shoe. It's the worst type of gift that everybody else must see what gift was given. Nazar of the world falls on it. And then they expect there'll be blessings in those gifts. So normally in Bayanat we say there's no need for that. Because the day you get married, your wife will be sending you to buy lot parcels after that. Enough parcels you'll be coming with. You'll be carrying it from the shops. Before marriage there's no need for all that. However, after talaq there is a need for that. After talaq, that woman now got no one who's going to buy groceries for her. Until she gets married, which may never happen. The day you divorced her, she got one worry. That now, Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala said, when you divorce her, وَمَتِّعُوهُنَّ, let her go with something also. Among Sahaba radiallahu anhu, it was famous. They would divorce a woman and they would say, take this, and a huge amount they would give her. Huge amount. If you ever have to go through divorce, may Allah save us all. But that man who could be nice in divorce also, And who can say to the woman that I lived with you how long I lived? It never worked. But as long as you now don't have somebody else to look after you, I'm not going to be stingy. My Allah gave me, from what He gave me, a certain amount I will definitely give you. I don't have to give you how much I gave you in the past, but I don't have to cut my kindness to you completely. In the end of the day, you might be the mother of my children. And even if I got no child from you, I spent many days from you. In this verse, Allah Ta'ala says, if the time comes, وَإِنْ أَرَدْتُمُ اسْتِبْدَالَ زَوْجٍ مَكَانَ زَوْجٍ, the time comes that now you want to separate, and you got another girl in your eye, you want her. Then at that time, certain people had this, and up till today, you'll get something called meher when you're getting married. They say, how much is the meher? They say, so many gold bangles. Then you ask the person, where's the gold bangles? He'll say, it's by my mother in Pakistan. It's somewhere in Bangladesh. Islam will say, you can't do a thing like that. Give the girl. The man will say, no, my mother will keep it. That is not permissible. The girl must get it. The reason why the mother keeps it is if ever divorce takes place, then you're not getting it. So Allah Tabarak Ta'ala said, أَتَأْخُذُونَهُ وَكَيْفَ تَأْخُذُونَهُ. You had given her a huge amount before this and now you want to take it back. Allah Tabarak Ta'ala says, how can you take it back? وَقَدْ أَفْضَى بَعْدُكُمْ إِلَىٰ بَعْدٍ. You already used her. You already benefited from her. وَأَخَذْنَ مِنْكُمْ مِيثَاقًا غَلِيظًا. At the beginning of the nikah, she had taken from you a very heavy qasam. That qasam which you made was when you got married, the name of Allah was taken. That was what that khutbah was. That was a huge qasam. That qasam was, I'm going to give you this amount. But in today's time, when the fitna of wealth comes, and the fitna of woman, especially in the times of divorce, we find after divorce, there's swearing. Islam said when you slaughter, also slaughter nicely. If divorce has to take place, it must take place nicely. It must take place with du'as from both sides. It must take place with well-wishing from both sides. It must take place that if another man asks me, how was she? I will say, I couldn't get along, but in the end of the day, I think I was the problem, not her. But today's time when divorce takes place, the boy makes sure the girl never gets married again. She makes sure he never gets married. It's only revenge. Islam does not want this. May Allah Tabarak Ta'ala save us from the test of wealth, that we do not fail there. And in the test of woman, with our daughters, with our wives, with our sisters, with our mothers, we do not fail there. May Allah Tabarak Ta'ala let us pass every exam. Wa akhiru da.